This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Vayeshev. This year is dedicated by Rav Nosson Wadler and family, Le'iloi Nishmas, Perel Bas Baruch, who is Neftaras this week, and is B'toich Shiva, her Neshama Shav Nalia, B'o Melitza Yashara, for her whole family, at B'yas Goel Tzedek. There was one word in the conversation between Yaakov Avinu and Yosef that caught my attention. Yaakov Avinu asks Yosef to fulfill a mitzvah, which is extremely dangerous. I consider this the Akedah of Yosef HaTzadik. Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef, halo yachecha royim b'shchem, l'chav eshlachecha alehem. Your brothers are shepherding in Shechem. I'm going to send you to them. I want you to let me know how they're doing. Vayomer loy, hineini. He said to him, behold, here I am. The same word that Avraham used when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him about the Akedah, Yosef tells Yaakov Avinu. Here's the word that caught my attention. Loy. Lamedvav, Vayomer loy hineni. I think it should just say Vayomer hineni. By the Akedah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham, Vayomer elav Avraham, Vayomer hineni. It doesn't say Vayomer loy hineni. Or even when Avraham and Yitzchak are having a conversation, Vayomer Yitzchak el Avraham, Vayomer avi, Vayomer hineni vini. Not Vayomer loy hineni. Vayomer hineni. So why here does it say Vayomer loy hineni? The Chassam Sofer says the word b'shchem is a Rosh Tevois. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai. And we already spoke out that this is somewhat of a remez to Chanukah, because the Zayar tells us that when you're finished with the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai Leolam Va'ed on the 24th day of Kislev, which is today, then you're ready for Chanukah. We could say, Bishchem, when you're finished the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa, you know what you're ready for? Lecha, Lekai, for the 25th day. Unbelievable. Here in this pasuk is a remez from the transition from the 24th to the 25th. Bishchem, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa, Lecha, for the 25th. But that's not even what I want to share with you. The Oyev Yisrael discusses the following issue. You know, the Gemara discusses a contradiction. Do Malachim have four wings or do they have six wings? In the Navi Yeshaya, Malachim are described as having six wings. In the Navi Yecheskel, they're described as having four wings. And the Gemara says, when the Beis HaMikdash stood in the times of Yeshaya, they had six wings. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the times of Yecheskel, they only had four wings. So which wings are they missing? The Gra. And the Oyev Yisrael quotes his Rebbe, the Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech Melezhensk. He quotes the Arizal. Arizal says the six wings of the Malachi Asharis correspond to the words Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi Li'olam Va'ed. And that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, God's glory was full. It was Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoi Li'olam Va'ed. However, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hashem is missing Kvod Malchus. Hashem is missing the honor of His majesty. Hashem is missing the glory of His sovereignty, and therefore Kvod Malchusai is missing, says the Gra, says the Noam Elimelech. That is why we're Mispalel, Avinu Malkeinu, Gale Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu. Hashem is missing Kvod Malchus. However, the Oyev Yisrael says that he personally would say that what's missing is not the Kvod Malchus, but what's missing is the La'olam Va'ed, the eternity of it. And he even quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says on the pasuk, "Haloy achecha royim bishchem." This is what it means: "Ledar vadar nagid God lecha, ulaneitzach nitzachim kedushascha nakdish v'shivchacha Elokeinu mipinu layamush li'olam va'ed." And the Oyev Yisrael is bothered. What does this pasuk have to do with "Ledar vadar nagid God lecha, ulaneitzach nitzachim kedushascha nakdish"? The answer is, we could explain as follows. When Yaakov told Yosef, Haloi achicha, royim b'shchem, he's being merames to a time of the golos. He's being merames to the zman ha-golos, the royim b'shchem. Like we say in Shir Hashirim, Tzi'ilach, Be'ikve Yatzayin, Mishkenois ha-royim. That refers to the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. They're royim b'shchem. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai. This is a time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And at the time of the Churban Bishchem, we're missing the La'olam Va'ed. Now, Chazal tell us that La'asod Lavay Tzadikim are going to be called Kadosh. So then, the question is, if La'asod Lavay Tzadikim are going to be called Kadosh, so then in what way is Hashem superior? The superiority of Tzadikim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Hashem is Kadosh Li'olam Va'ed. So that's what it means. L'dar v'dar nagid God lecha. For generation to generation, we'll establish your greatness. But ula netzach netzachim in the future, in eternity, kedushascha, your kedusha nakdish, we will be holy. So if we'll be holy, so what is your superiority? B'shivchacha elaykenu mipinu layamush li'olam va'ed. You will be elevated to the status of kadosh li'olam va'ed. Okay. So the bottom line is, the Ayah of Yisrael says, Bishchem refers to the Zman of the Golos, and it stands for Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusai. So I would like to be Moisef to these holy words of the Ayah of Yisrael, that even though Yaakov tells Yosef, Haloy Achicha Royim Bishchem, Yosef says, Dad, I'm going to make sure, Vayoymer Loi, I will be Mashlem La'olam Va'ed. Yes, you're telling me to go into the Golos, but my Malchus in Mitzrayim, I will pave the way for the La'olam Va'ed. That was the mission of Yosef. So by the Akedah, it doesn't say Loi. But here, where the Loi is missing, Yosef HaTzadik says, you tell me Bishchem, I am Moisef Loi. Hineni, I'm ready not only to bring glory to Hashem's name, I'm ready to pave the way for the Geula. As we know, the Malchus of Yosef in Mitzrayim was ultimately to pave the way for the Malchus of Yehuda, of the Mashiach Tzidkenu. Perhaps we could say, that is why, when Yosef HaTzadik is willing to be Mashlim, the Loi, immediately, who does he see? He sees an Ish, he sees a Malach. This Malach Gavriel, perhaps with all six wings, indicating that Yosef, you will be successful, not only in establishing the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai, but you in fact will be able to be Mashlem the La'olam Va'ed as well. So here we have the mission of Yosef, not only to preserve Klal Yisrael for the Golos, but also to pave the way for the Geula. We see the remez to Chanukah, Bishchem, after we're finished the 24 letters of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusai, we're Zoicha to Lechoy, the 25th day of Kislev, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.